We have a special guest this morning. Dr. Faith Banks is with us. Faith Banks is a veterinarian and owner and founder of Midtown Mobile Veterinary Hospice Services, a mobile vet practice that focuses only on in-home end-of-life care for pets. This is not the most jolly of topics that we've ever had on the air, but it is an important one, and so we thought we would bring you in this morning and have a little chit-chat about this.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell us about what you do.
About 8 years ago, I started this mobile hospice service to help geriatric pets live out their life quite well at home, and when the time comes, to help them pass peacefully at home. One of the services we provide is an in-home consultation where we go to people's homes and we spend about 1 to 2 hours sitting around on the couch or on the floor with their pet and talking to them about how to assess quality of life, what to look for, you know, what is actually happening with their pet and how they're feeling and what the end is going to look like for them. So it really helps them to make a decision, not as far as, you know, saying goodbye at that moment, but just knowing how to care for them as time goes on.
I love the fact that it can be done in such a humane way. And I think after spending hopefully years and years and years with these pets who are obviously our best friends and part of the family, it's a nice thing to be able to offer.
You know, I feel after a good life, they deserve a good death. And we are able to provide that in their home. It should be beautiful and it should be memorable and it should be special. And the whole family can be involved, kids included. And we have the ability to make it a very meaningful process. For me, it's not just about sort of that quick goodbye, dropping them off at the clinic. We don't do that anymore. I mean, I think as a society, we've changed our way of thinking about death. And being able to do it at home is really quite beautiful.
I had to do this myself 4 years ago, and we had a veterinary friend come over and did it in our home. I mean, as difficult it was a beautiful thing.
Right.
And to be there with her and to hold Maya as she passed was actually an honor.
Yeah.
This can't be easy on you emotionally.
It isn't. It's certainly sad. I mean, there's no question about that. It is such a sad moment, but we have the ability to make it as good as we possibly can for them.
So you're a team of 9 women,
yes.
5 vets, 4 hospice care coordinators, and you provide this peaceful death for cherished pets all in the comfort and privacy of people's homes.
That's right.
How do we get in contact with you?
Oh, you can find us online if you search up either my name, Faith Banks, or Midtown Mobile Veterinary Hospice Services.
We'll put the link at chfi.com, too.
Amazing. That'd be great.
This is not the most jolly of topics that we've ever had on the air, but I think it's one worth having and getting into the discussion a little bit on the air because it's important to any pet owner. We should always be prepared.
Nobody wants to think about it in advance.
No.
And I certainly don't recommend, you know, new puppy owners thinking about us or the end. But certainly when you have a 10, 11, 12-year-old dog, it's something you have to think about. And planning makes a huge difference.
Dr. Faith Banks from Midtown Mobile Veterinary Hospice Services. Thank you. It's great meeting you.
Thank you so much.